this site.
Oh, fantastic. Good morning. You're all going to have to deal with my cough today. Not infectious. Getting over a cold. I promise not to go into labor either. I've had to promise that the whole conference. I am Danita Makis. I'm an epidemiologist, as she said, with Riverside County Department of Public Health. A little more background on me. All my doctoral dissertation work has been in childhood weight loss and childhood obesity. So it's one of the things, separate from what an epidemiologist traditionally does other than looking at the data, that I'm involved in at the health department. I came on board wanting to really focus on chronic disease, and there's a lot of receptivity to that at our health department, as well as many health departments. It really is a condition that's competing for dollars just as much as infectious disease is in our health departments. I'm going to talk today about the public health collaboration aspect of our program. I'll introduce the program a little bit as well. Before I begin, just to disclose, I haven't had any personal financial relationships with commercial interests relevant to this talk or this program. So where is Riverside County? We are just northeast of San Diego. We are the fourth largest county in California. We cover 7,200 square miles from Corona all the way out to Blythe. We, as you can see here, border San Bernardino, Orange County, San Diego, Imperial County, and then the state of Arizona. So we are a fairly large, just geographically diverse county. We have actually now just over 2.1 million residents in our jurisdiction. Quickly go over, this is just the program structure, because again, I'm going to talk about the collaboration. This is the actual obesity intervention that we created for our community. We really felt the need to have a cohesive, collaborative effort towards obesity prevention. And there are four targeted domains that we go through with our families. It's an entire household intervention. So we invite everybody that lives in the household to participate in Riverside Fit Families. We want them to work on improving their nutrition, as well as increasing physical activity and decreasing sedentary behavior. Less time in front of the TV and the computer, less time on the couch, being up and active. And then also increasing time spent together as a family. We've started to see in family-based weight loss research that time spent together as a family, whether they're eating dinner, they're out being active, actually helps prevent obesity to some degree in the initial research. We provide them with 8 sessions across 3 months. So they're weekly 2-hour sessions every Wednesday afternoon, the first month of the intervention. Then we go to every other week, just to give them a little breathing space so they can continue all their after-school activities, everything else that they're doing. And we have 2 groups running simultaneously each session. So we have a parent-teen group. It's open to anybody age 12 and up. And they work on nutrition education. They also have a mini medical seminar by the physicians participating in our intervention. And then they engage in family contracting. They pick goals that they're going to work on for the next 2 weeks as a family or the next week. And they're small goals. We want to set them up for success. So we don't say, completely clean out your cabinet of all junk food and start walking a mile a day and all those hard things. We just want them to make little changes, maybe going from whole milk to 2% milk or increasing their water intake. At the same time, then, we actually have a kids group going where we keep the kids active for 2 hours. It's a pretty tough feat, but we have 11-year-olds and under, all the way down to about 3 years old, that are in a whole separate nutrition education room. So, and we just this last cohort have sort of broken it up. So we have preschool age children and then the 6 to 11-year-olds doing different activities that mirror what their parents and siblings are learning in the other group in terms of nutrition education. And then they're just up and active. We find that they enjoy being active. They've been in school all day, so they really like playing, and they're learning while they're playing, so that's the best way for the kids. So that really is the structure. You can find me. I'll tell you lots more about that. But I want to switch gears and just talk about the collaboration for the rest of the talk. So how we started, Dr. Janice Newman and I, she was our former medical director, sat down one day and talked about how can we address obesity in our county. We mirror the national stats. So over 65% of the adults, 2 out of every 3 adults in our county, as well as those nationwide, are obese or overweight. The kids were about, at least with the adolescents, about 15-16%, just similar to the national stats. And so we wanted to come up with a comprehensive, cohesive intervention to deal with obesity that was open to everybody in our community and that could build. While we were starting into the health department, spearheading it, it could go out to the community, it could be run by community groups, different clinics, what have you. So next, our medical director, Dr. Newman, and Bill Lawrence, one of our deputy directors, presented it to our Department of Public Health Management team, and we got the green light to go ahead and start to craft a program. And we ended up securing initial funding through the Inland Empire Health Plan. They donated some money that allowed us to be able to buy supplies, scales, body fat percentage machines, all kinds of physical activity equipment, nutrition education materials for the program and really get us kick-started. The health department also was very generous with contributing staff time, and we'll talk about that when I go over the different branches involved. There were three main goals to our program. So the first was to provide obesity prevention to our community, again at a household level. So it was open to everybody in the household. We also knew that if everyone in the household didn't come to the intervention, we would still have a carryover effect. So the people that were coming would be making small changes in the household. Those would affect everybody. And in terms of prevention, we're hitting on all levels. So primary, secondary, and tertiary prevention as well. Second main goal was to nurture a medical home for our families. Our family care centers at Riverside County, unlike other health departments, don't solely provide TB, tuberculosis, and STD testing and treatment. We have comprehensive medical care, dental, pharmacies, comprehensive health services available to anyone in our community. And through our intervention, we provide access to their healthcare professionals. The physicians and the nurses and the dietitians at our clinic are participating members of Riverside Fit Families. So those families that attend that clinic are seeing them on a regular basis. And then third, but most important, was to break down the silos within our department. We're working on getting our departmental programs to collaborate on a common goal, obesity, together. As I said, obesity was our common denominator. Just a little background on that. It's a chronic disease that affects children, it affects adults. We've been seeing skyrocketing numbers. We saw a little bit of leveling off in the last NHANES paper that came out, but we're waiting for the final report to see, did it really level off or is it still increasing among kids and adults? Some of the short-term consequences of obesity. We know that obese children and overweight children are at increased risk of becoming overweight or obese adolescents. That then puts them at increased risk of becoming overweight adults. Long-term consequences, it increases your risk of cancer, diabetes, and heart disease. We used to call diabetes adult-onset diabetes. Now we call it type 2 because we have kids as young as 8 and 10 developing type 2 diabetes related to their environment, related to their eating and activity patterns. Also, orthopedic problems are seen often in these kids. So especially in children that are morbidly obese at a young age, that really sets them up for long-term orthopedic problems. And then there's psychosocial problems. Teasing, self-esteem issues are very evident in these young children. And overall, the increased cost of care for someone who's overweight or obese over their lifetime, that's important to us at a health department and certainly as a nation in terms of how it affects our medical system and impacts it. So we decided to look at where our opportunity for impact was, where we could get the most bang for our buck, and realize when looking at the stats, this is actually data from the California Health Interview Survey, looks almost identical to the national data, but you can see comparing Riverside County to California that we are a little bit higher in terms of our percentage of adolescents and adults and seniors at being overweight or obese compared to California, and we're tracking right along with the national stats. If you look on this graph, you see that about 16% of adolescents are overweight or obese, and that jumps to, again, 2 out of every 3 adults being overweight or obese. That's really our window for impact, and our spot that we can try and prevent. If we can prevent most of those children from either becoming overweight or obese, or we can help them lose weight and become a healthier weight, then hopefully we'll see a decline over time in the percentages of adults that are overweight or obese. Talk a little bit about typical funding requirements. If you're in a health department or a lot of these nonprofits, then you're pretty familiar with these. Within the departments of public health, Oftentimes, programs are funded by specific pools of money. They have very, very narrow targeted domains for their program so that they can only serve a specific group. It may be preschoolers, it may be diabetic patients only, what have you. Typically, also, the funder only wants to see results on those narrow scope or targeted issue, which makes it difficult if you want to address other problems in the same program. And it leads to difficulties providing a comprehensive program. Knowing this, we still wanted to forge ahead. We knew our community needed this. They're asking for it. So we came up with Riverside Fit Families. This is just a quick step up of how our program was developed. It took about a year to develop this program. We started back in September of 2006 holding initial core team meetings to plan out what was it we wanted to do. Did we want them to lose weight? Did we want them to increase physical activity? How broad or how narrow of a program did we want? And so we had three different departmental programs meeting on a regular basis just to get things started. By the winter of 2006, we had secured that initial funding from the Inland Empire Health Plan, which is a Medi-Cal managed care program, and the Riverside County Department of Public Health. Again, they were contributing staff time. By spring 2007, we had invited in the other branches or other departmental programs that were going to participate and started crafting the actual curriculum for the intervention. How many days a week were we going to do it? How often were we going to do it? What were we going to cover? One of the caveats for the curriculum was it had to be evidence-based. Anything we brought to the table that we wanted to go over with the families needed to be evidence-based, needed to be freely accessible. We really strove with the materials that we give the families to make sure that those were freely accessible or at a significantly reduced cost. Again, in hopes that if this goes out to the community at some point, community programs and groups don't have a lot of funding, they can still replicate the program. By summer of 2007, then, we had a complete nutrition curriculum, complete medical curriculum, and we had picked our site. We actually have our program at the Don Schroeder Family Care Center. It's in an unincorporated area of Riverside County, in one of our new family care centers, and we began enrolling families. Late September of last year, we started seeing our first families, and we are now up to our fourth cohort. So we've been doing this a little over a year, and it has been fantastic. But again, oftentimes when you start talking about these collaborations, you start at the beginning and you think it's going to take 5 years or a really long time. It took a year. We just sat down, started talking about it, had a lot of people passionate about this subject, and within a year we had it off the ground. This is just an example of some of the staff that are involved. I'm not going to read this list, but again, we had six collaborating departmental programs. If you look at the different positions listed here, you'll see that some of these positions, what they did on a day-to-day basis aligned directly with our program components. So the registered dietitians, for example, led the nutrition education component. The public health nurses helped do anthropometric measurements. The rest of us had a passion or background in childhood weight loss and obesity prevention, and so we pitched in where we could. I do the family contracting with them. We have people doing translation. Community outreach actually does our case management with the families. They enroll them, they contact them, remind them of sessions, and then we invite them back for follow-up at the next cohort. Another fun thing we're all familiar with, continued viability. Definitely important to consistently reassess and realign your program to keep it going. Really important, especially with funding cuts the way they are, the budgets, and the way our country's economy is going. When we started Riverside Fit Families back in September of 2007, we had a whole bunch of people volunteering at the sessions. We had tons of staff there. We realized that we didn't need that many people at each of the sessions. We had a lot of families, a lot of participants, but we needed to streamline that, pare it down. So we've really worked consistently across the four cohorts to get the staff, just the staff we need to run the program. We also worked on reducing costs. Once we bought all those scales, bought the tape measures, bought all the activity equipment at the beginning, we no longer needed to buy that. We only need now to periodically refresh paper plates that the kids use or pedometers and placemats we buy every session, but that's reduced our cost. And we're also able to utilize existing materials. That curriculum that was developed in the first cohort We spent a long time working on that. Now we just periodically update it. So much less staff time involved with the development of that. But throughout the four cohorts, and despite streamlining it, we have been able to consistently provide the program basics to the families. In terms of our progress so far, then, as I said, we have four cohorts. We're in our fourth cohort. We've had over 130 people enrolled in the program. We really have worked on retention. When we go to the every other week point, we see a little drop off in families, but now we're working on retention for that. So we contact them. The weeks that we don't see them, our community outreach staff contacts them, reminds them to change to their new pedometer log, and that we'll see them next week and what the topic's going to be for the following week. And that really has improved retention. We currently have 21 families. We are in our fifth session of the fourth cohort, and we have seen weight loss and improvements in self-efficacy among these families. So it's been fantastic. Again, because it's tertiary, secondary, and primary prevention, our typical enrollment requirement is that one member of the household needs to be overweight, needs to be referred by one of the physicians. But we have kids that are of normal weight. We just want them to grow up healthy. We have kids that are overweight. We want them to grow into their weight so they're not losing weight. And then we have morbidly obese children that we want them to work on weight loss. And the same goes for the parent-teen group. So we're sort of hitting all tangents for there. Our program does continue to be free for the participants currently. However, we are working with some third-party payers to help send their clients to our program. And more importantly and really excitedly, the departmental programs, all six of them that came on board, are still collaborating with us. So everybody is still working together towards this common goal. They get a lot of excitement out of the feedback from the community and the families. Our families are one of our best referral sources now. So they enjoy that. And towards the collaboration, we were actually presented, the entire team was presented with a departmental Above and Beyond Award for our teamwork efforts in 2008. And then we just found out not too long ago that we got a California State Association of Counties Merit Award for our collaboration. So just to recap, last slide, I'm going to go through this fast. So again, just to recap the benefits, this program was designed and this collaboration was put together to benefit our community. We want to reduce obesity in our community. Our community needs that. And we want to maximize our efforts in a time of shrinking funding. So that's why the six groups play together. We really strive to be an example of the best use of limited resources. We keep our costs down to a minimum of the supplies we buy every session. We've cut down on our food demonstrations. We still provide them with after-school snacks and water and what have you, but we really try to limit the expenses. And we want to continue to be a model of successful collaboration, hopefully eventually collaborating with the state and really working with other agencies within our county and other community groups. And most importantly, the staff from the different departmental programs really enjoy having the opportunity to work together. They often wouldn't see each other on a day-to-day basis, but they do get to see each other and see how their talents affect the community as a whole. So I think that's it. That is it. So if you have any questions, there's my contact information. Thank you.